The most important habit for a family is the family rosary. The rosary acts as a foundation for growth in every aspect of the spiritual life. This habit is so beneficial that the devil does everything possible to keep families from this devotion. And once a family has implemented the family rosary, the devil does everything possible to get you to quit. So in this video, we're going to examine how to implement and persevere in the family rosary, and we will examine this at every stage of family life, starting with singles hoping to get married. We will go to established families and even look at what to do in that situation where nobody in the family wants to pray. Before we begin, I'm going to give you two important disclaimers. If you're going to be successful in the family rosary, it has to flow out of your own personal rosary devotion. Your commitment to your personal rosary outside of what you do with your family is going to provide the graces necessary to persevere. I have seen that so many good intentioned families have begun the family rosary, but because that's the only time that they're praying the rosary, it just doesn't last. They are constantly distracted. They don't find it fruitful. It can even be a source of tension between the family. They don't like having to call the family together to prayer. This is, in many cases, a spiritual attack magnifying our weaknesses and insecurities. But if you are committed to praying the rosary on your own, privately, from that private devotion, the graces are going to flood out of your life and into the lives of your family members, and the grace of persevering in the family rosary, and that is a grace, will be given. So we have to ask God, Lord, give me the grace to persevere in the family rosary. Second, no two families are the same. I'm going to give you a lot of tips. What I say might not apply to your family, so take only what applies to you. Families are fragile, and there's different dynamics that have to be taken into account. That being said, no matter how difficult your situation might be, it's worth fighting for. The family rosary will not only ensure your family of the protection of the Mother of God, but it will supply the graces for your children to grow up to be the men and women that God created them to be. St. Paul VI said, "We exhort all Catholic families to introduce the rosary into their lives and to encourage its propagation." Singles and young couples. The family that prays together stays together. Venerable Father Patrick Peyton. The surest way to discern your vocation is with the Holy Rosary. The Mother of God wants you to become the person that God created you to be, even more than you do. And you have to remember, when it comes to dating and relationships, the goal, the end game for the spouses is to get the other person to heaven, and then to fight to get the children to heaven. If the person you're interested in is living in mortal sin, or they themselves lack devotion or lack virtue, how can they hand on devotion and virtue to you and to your children? When the rosary is the heart of your heart, it will spill out into all of your relationships. Make it very clear from the beginning of your discernment. One, you want to live a life of purity. Two, you want to entrust and consecrate your discernment for marriage to the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary. Your end desire, be very upfront. I want a family that prays together. I want a family that stays together. I want a family of saints. And so if that is your goal and you communicate it from the very beginning, you have to implement steps that will ensure that your goal is met. What are some of these steps? Begin to pray the rosary with the person that you're courting. Because if for some reason you are not called to the sacrament of holy matrimony with this individual, the Virgin Mary will make it clear. Also, the Virgin Mary is synonymous with purity. One of the things that blinds us when we're trying to discern who is the right person to spend the rest of my life with and raise a family, Unfortunately, our passions can often cloud our judgment. Our sexual attractions are strong, and if we give in to those, we're more likely to overlook what we would normally see as major red flags. And so by entrusting the relationship to Mary, not just once, but by praying to her as a couple on a regular basis, she will help to keep us pure. So what does the rosary in a dating relationship look like? Well, if you're going to spend a significant amount of time together, implement the rosary on your drive or go for a walk and pray the rosary. If you're only meeting for a quick lunch, there's time to pray at least one decade. You spend time talking with one another on the phone, conclude your time on the phone with three Hail Marys. I know that you're probably saying, Gabe, it's really, really hard to find a committed person who's super Catholic, also loves the Virgin Mary. I know. But you have to understand that there are so many people with hidden vices. The statistic is 92% of men and 61% of women go to pornography on a regular basis. They are training themselves in infidelity and they have an addiction. And there's no way to know if the person you're seeking to gain spiritual intimacy and one day build a family with is a slave to these hidden vices, because maybe they're not sharing it with you. The number one way to help them to overcome sin is by invoking the Mother of God on a regular basis. You pray together as a couple. When you leave, the Mother of God goes off with that person that one day, if it's His will, you will marry. Now, it is a grace, and so this is something that we must pray for. Blessed Mother, help us to integrate you into our relationships so that by starting now, we can have a holy family. Venerable Pius XII said, if you recite the family rosary, all united, you shall taste peace. You shall have in your homes a concord of souls. Newlyweds. Starting on their wedding day, my parents knelt each evening before the hearth to say together the family rosary, that God and Mary might protect and bless their home and fill it with the laughter of children. Venerable Patrick Peyton. Newlyweds, intentionally consecrate your marriage to the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary. Live this consecration by enshrining the daily family rosary as the foundation and the pillar of your family. The sooner that you begin this habit, the more likely you are to succeed. Remember, you have to cultivate your own private devotion. Safeguard the family rosary by praying at least one rosary on your own so that the graces from that rosary will help you to persevere in the family rosary. Begin to think about, what is your family rosary going to look like? Around what time are you going to pray? Will you kneel down before an image or a statue of Our Lady? Will you light a candle? Decide now what your most cherished family tradition is going to be. St. John Paul II said, the family that recites the rosary together reproduces something of the atmosphere of the household of Nazareth. Its members place Jesus at the center. Families with young children. From my earliest memories, I saw my father with the rosary beads in his hands and my mother holding hers. Venerable Patrick Peyton. Families with young children. My heart fills up with emotion because it is so beautiful to think that a child can grow up thinking that the family rosary is normal. It is so important that you integrate them into your family rosary as early as possible. The most beautiful memories that I have are teaching my son the Hail Mary, teaching my daughters the life of Jesus. Earlier I said that your personal rosary devotion will spill out into the lives of everyone that you love. I have seen this in my own life. Because I have the habit of praying multiple rosaries a day, I often will pray the rosary in the car. So if you have the habit of praying the rosary in the car and you have young children, I really encourage you to pray that car rosary out loud so that they can get used to hearing these prayers, and so that maybe they're 3 years old, they can't respond, but by the time they're 10 or 12, it will be normal for them for you to say, hey, let's go to the movies. On the way, let's pray a rosary. That's just going to be like second nature. They're not going to bat an eye. They're going to think that's normal. Something really beautiful happens around the age of 3 that can be implemented in a car rosary or also in the family rosary. And that is teaching the children the story of the life of Jesus. For example, if I'm going to do the sorrowful mysteries, I'm going to tell my child, hey, I'm going to teach you all about how Jesus died. The first sorrowful mystery, Jesus's agony in the garden. And then in an age-appropriate way, I tell the story to the best of my ability. So there Jesus was. He was with his 3 friends, Peter, James, and John, and he went off into the garden to pray, and his friends fell asleep, and Jesus became overwhelmed with sadness. He was so sad that his sweat became like blood. Why was he so sad, Dad? Well, it's because he knew that he was going to be betrayed and he was going to be put to death. And this just overwhelmed him with sadness. And then one of his own followers, whose name was Judas, brought guards to arrest him. So it doesn't have to be exact. It doesn't have to be the same every single time. But what you will find is that your child wants to know more about the life of Jesus. So then you say, okay, I will tell you the rest of the story after we pray 10 more Hail Marys. And then you will find that your child is asking you to tell them the story of how Jesus died and how was Jesus born and tell me about the life of Jesus. And so you're filling their young imagination. You're filling their minds with holiness and goodness and purity. And God will bless you for this. I promise you, this is going to be the most fruitful time in your child's life, and holiness will be normal. But when they're young and you pray as a family, be patient. They're only 3 and 4 years old. If you expect them to kneel down, I can't imagine it's going to happen. But again, every family is different. But I allow the child the freedom to be a child. Of course, there's boundaries. We're praying. Try to integrate them as much as possible. Make this a time that they cherish and love to be around images of Mary, to be with candles lit. This is a beautiful time. We don't want to make this an ugly time. And after you spend time with them in prayer, tell them how special it is that you prayed with them. And oh, it makes me so happy that you prayed with me. And you did such a good job by using rewards, by making prayer a beautiful time. It will ingrain in their minds that God is loving and warm and welcoming. This has to flow from your own private prayer and devotion. And what you will find that in your own private prayer time, the Virgin Mary will give you tips and advice on how to raise your children. All the advice and tips that I am sharing with you came to me in prayer while I was struggling to raise my children. And I am confident, because everybody's circumstance is different, Our Lady will reveal to you what's best for your children. Venerable Pius XII said, "There is no surer means of calling down God's blessing upon the family, and especially of preserving peace and happiness in the home, than the daily recitation of the rosary. If this habit is inculcated into children at a young and impressionable age, they too will be faithful to the rosary in later years." Families with teens. Because of the daily family rosary, my home was for me a cradle, a school, a university, a library, and most of all, a little church. Venerable Patrick Peyton. If you have persevered in the family rosary long enough to have had infants grow into teenagers, you are truly blessed. Day after day, 50 times a day, invoking the Mother of God, graces are flowing into their lives. The Virgin Mary is guiding them and preparing them to live their vocations and to be soldiers for Jesus Christ. You, day in and day out, have been praying to the Mother of God privately and then communally with your family, and the Virgin Mary has been guiding you and protecting you and helping you to become the saint that God created you to be. Holy teens, good teens, are still teens. Obstacles, setbacks, temptations will arise. And so it is essential that you work to evangelize your teens. And it's just a fact of life that often young people will listen to an outside party before they take their parents' advice. And so sending them to youth conferences where their hearts will be set on fire, where they will be encouraged to become saints, putting them in youth groups where the youth leaders promote the rosary, and encourage your child to pray the rosary outside of the family rosary. This time is essential that they begin to develop their own personal commitment with the Virgin Mary. And youth groups, youth conferences, all wonderful. Catholic YouTube videos about the rosary, highly recommend those. But there is no substitute for you being their primary educator. Teach them the ways of mental prayer. Teach them to use their imagination to visualize the mysteries. The greatest gift that you can give your child is a love for prayer. And I'm going to give you a couple of practical tips for your family rosary. I'm going to share with you how our family does the family rosary. When we pray, I have each of my children lead a different decade. Another great habit is to mention intentions. Give freedom for a child to say what he wants to pray for. This gives some ownership to the prayer, and it also allows there to be some emotional intimacy about what's on that person's mind. Our prayer only lasts 12 to 14 minutes. We do not include the Apostles' Creed and the introductory prayers. One, it makes it longer. Two, our family has the habit of praying rosaries throughout the day, so we have said these prayers privately beforehand. But again, remember, what makes the rosary the rosary? Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, mysteries of the life of Christ. If your family adds something after every decade, great, that works for you. If your family adds St. Michael, adds St. Joseph at the end of the rosary, awesome, whatever works for you. If you're speaking at the rate that a normal human being speaks, it should take 12 to 14 minutes. If you think about the grand scheme of your day, 12 to 14 minutes out of the day for such a powerful and fruitful binding force for the family, absolutely worth it. Now, inevitably, things are going to come up, especially as your kids get older. They're going to have after-school events. They're going to have sporting events, different teams, other school functions in the evening. Always have a plan B. If one parent is at home with the younger children, another parent is picking up a child from basketball practice or from theater, say, okay, we're going to pray the rosary as a family this night. You guys pray the rosary on the way home because I got to get these little ones to bed even before you're going to arrive. So you have to begin to make plan A, plan B, and in some cases, plan C. You're going to have a teenager, 16, 17 years old, who begins to drive themselves, and they start to have some independence, and they're going off to do various activities in the evening. And you're going to say, my son, my daughter, I love you. You're not going to make family rosary tonight. Will you please pray the rosary on the way home from this function? If you will, totally feel free to go. And what you will find is that because your child has the habit of obedience to the father and the mother when it comes to prayer, because your child has the graces from all of the previous rosaries, they're going to say yes. Because at this point in their life, they have begun to be invested in the rosary themselves, and they will begin to recognize the hand of God in their own lives, helping them to overcome temptations, helping them to overcome difficult circumstances in life. I work in youth ministry, and I see children from various backgrounds, and the norm for families that pray the rosary together, their child, generally speaking, thrives in youth ministry and takes their faith very seriously, especially when they're in a setting where other people who are not their parents are really striving for holiness. But even in the worst case scenario, even if, God forbid, you have been praying the rosary daily with your child from the age of 5 all the way till they're 17. They leave your house. They go off to college. They appear to be leaving the faith. They stop praying. You say, oh, that was wasted. It was not wasted. prayer is not wasted. In every circumstance that I have seen where a child grew up with the family rosary, eventually they always convert. They always come back. The world doesn't satisfy the deepest longings of their heart, and the Mother of God doesn't forget her children. Your child may have stopped praying to her, stopped worrying or thinking about her, but she hasn't stopped thinking about them. And if you think about it, from 5 to 17, that's 12 years. That's over 200,000 times that your child said, pray for me now and at the hour of my death. And worst case scenario, on their deathbed, they're about to meet their maker, and 200,000 Hail Marys come flooding their soul at the hour of their death. The rosary truly is a divine genius for saving souls, converting sinners, and bringing about conversions even at the very last minute. Persevere in the family rosary. Pope Pius XI said, "The fathers and mothers of families, particularly, must give an example to their children, especially when, at sunset, they gather after the day's work within the domestic walls and recite the Holy Rosary on bended knees before the image of the Virgin. Starting a new devotion in established families or non-traditional situations. The rosary can bring families through all dangers and evils." Venerable Patrick Peyton. Introducing the rosary into established families or non-traditional circumstances is difficult. It is going to hurt you, but you must fight for your family. If you don't pray, if you don't sacrifice, and this is the vocation that God has given you, then what hope do they have? I'm going to give you tips, but again, everybody's circumstance is different. Take only what applies to you. Ask the Blessed Mother in prayer how to implement this properly for your circumstance. Again, the key to getting other members of the family to pray the rosary is first, focus on your own soul. The rosary has to be so deeply ingrained in you. You begin to pray the rosary as the source and the foundation for the grace in your life, and graces will begin to flow into your other family members. If your family members are living in mortal sin, if you have teenagers that don't go to confession, if you have a spouse that doesn't practice their faith, this is more than just changing minds and changing habits. You're engaging in spiritual warfare. And so when you take the rosary as a lifestyle and Our Lady begins to flood your soul with graces and then dispense some of the graces that you have been earning to the various members of your family, you will begin to see success if you persevere. Now, there's two ways to approach this. The bulldozer method. Usually, the bulldozer method only works when both spouses are on board. When mom and dad are together, unanimous, we're going to pray the rosary, we're turning this family around, let's get it done. When both provide a united front together, that method, I have seen it work. But more often than not, there is division between the spouses, and usually it is one spouse who has a conversion and they're trying to win over their husband or wife, and then also win over their children. It seems like an impossible task, but I give you my word, it's possible. I have seen it done. And the second method that I present to you, it's called be as cunning as a serpent and as gentle as a dove. So you've been praying 6 months of faithful rosary praying, and now you want to begin to reach out to your family. Again, what did I say? Be ready for hurt. Be ready for pain, be ready for suffering. So I'm going to give you one scenario and you apply it to your circumstance. On your birthday or a sacred day like Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, when you have the family together, say, you know, for my birthday, I really wish we could just pray the rosary as a family just one time. Now, what did I say? Be ready for heartbreak and disappointment. So I'm having you ask for a full rosary, but really what you're doing is you're bargaining for less. You tell your spouse, please, let's pray a full rosary. A full rosary! The kids throw their hands up. Oh man, mom wants to pray a rosary. Oh. And then you say, okay, fine. Can we at least pray a decade? It only takes 3 minutes is all I want for my birthday. Cunning as a serpent, gentle as a dove. And this is essential because now you've been praying for them, but the grip of the evil one is still there. But when you get them to say, Blessed Mother, pray for me now and at the hour of my death. Yes, the Blessed Mother has been waiting for these words. It doesn't matter if they say them with resignation, if they say them with resentment. It doesn't matter. They have now given permission to the Mother of God to pray for them, and graces will begin to flow into their life. So you do this a couple of times. Hey, can we just pray a decade? So once you do it once, the habit now is becoming established. Hearts begin to soften. Graces flow. The Hail Mary is like water. It's like watering hard soil that's so dried and cracky. Once it's watered, the seeds of the gospel will begin to sprout in their life. Then you say something along these lines to your spouse. It really means a lot to me. I just love it when we pray. That makes me so happy. How about every Sunday? Do you think every Sunday we can pray a decade together? And then again, what you're doing is watering the seeds of devotion. Graces are entering their souls. Maybe even some changes begin to emerge. Again, the goal is the full rosary, but we are being cunning. We are working up the prayer muscle, especially if you're starting from zero. It's good to ease into it. Even just adding a single Hail Mary to your before or after dinner prayers can be very effective. Think long game. We like to use that analogy. If you have a frog and you just put it in boiling water, it's gonna jump out. But if you put it in the water and you slowly turn up the temperature, it doesn't notice. And that's also true in the spiritual life, for good or for bad. We want to be as cunning as possible. Then one of the most sacred times in the church, Lent and Advent, that's your secret weapon. That's where we turn a weekly devotion into a daily devotion. You tell your children, you tell your family, this year for Advent, this year for Lent, we are praying every single day. Again, now you have to discern, is that going to be the rosary daily? Is that going to be a decade daily for all of Lent? They're going to whine, they're going to complain, they're going to writhe on the floor, and you're going to say, hey, it's Lent. Offer it up. This is about the suffering and death of Jesus. The least you can do is pray 10 Hail Marys. And they'll say, fine. But what's going to happen after daily prayer, if it's a decade, every single day praying a decade, that's Hail Mary after Hail Mary after Hail Mary, grace is flowing into their lives. If it's the full rosary, forget about it. If it's the full rosary, they don't stand a chance. The Mother of God is showering them with blessings. And then here's the secret. When Lent is over, keep it up. You have now developed a habit. Not only has the soil been watered, it has been beaten, it has been plowed. Putting in the life of Christ is planting the seed of the gospel, and it is going to bear fruit for all of eternity. And when Lent is over, they now have the grace to persevere in prayer. And prayer has now become a habit. And if you started with just a decade daily, the next Lent, we're turning it up times five. We're doing the full rosary. I give you my word, this method absolutely works. Now, if you're encountering resistance, I usually will tell people, you're living in mortal sin, you really need to implement the four rosaries, because to be in mortal sin is to be a child of the devil and to inherit hell for all eternity, and you simply cannot live this way. You will either give up the rosary or you'll give up the sin. But when there's a family that has members who are on the highway to hell, Our Lady of Fatima offers them the invitation, are you willing to pray and make sacrifices for the salvation of this one or that one? Again, we discern how much is appropriate for our given circumstance. But I have noticed where one member of the family goes all in with all of the mysteries of the rosary, And again, when you pray all of the mysteries, you only do the intro prayers at the very beginning. You focus on the life of Christ, our fathers and Hail Marys. When that becomes a lifestyle in a family that is falling apart, every single time one member of the family has a conversion. Either a tragedy strikes them, they're brought to their knees in humility, they're crying out to God, graces are now flooding their soul, and you reach out to them and say, join me in prayer, let's pray together. And now where there was just one, you have two. And then the graces of the prayer of two begin to seep into the family, and one by one, the family members have a conversion. But it doesn't happen unless somebody's willing to say yes, to be crushed by prayer. But really what's happening, you're having life and life to the full. That crushing, that destroying of your self-love and your self-will is essential for growing in holiness. And you will begin to see your family blossoming. I know that the heartache that comes from having family members who have left the faith or are away from the faith can be heart-wrenching. It can be one of the greatest desolations for a person to look at the one that they love the most and see them away from God. And you don't even see things the same way because your hearts are just different. I give you my word, if you fight, you will win, but you must fight. Focus on your own private rosary devotion. And in that private prayer, Our Lady will convict your heart on what she wants you to implement. Everything that I have given you are just guidelines, are just tips. What works for you, cling to that. What comes to you in prayer, that is when you're given the grace to persevere in what God is asking of you. St. Louis de Montfort said that one of the greatest graces that a person can receive is the grace to persevere in the rosary. And if that is true for my individual soul, how much more important is it for all of the souls in my family? This message is critically important, and I encourage you to share this video with your family and friends. If you want to learn more about the power of the family rosary, I have a section dedicated to that in the book, The Power of the Rosary. You can purchase this on Amazon, or you can get the audiobook, which I strongly encourage, on Audible. This video was a part of a larger series that puts this important topic in context. I encourage you to hit the live section in this main YouTube channel so that you can get all of the other videos in this series. If you're praying the 54-day Our Lady Undoer of Knots Novena, congratulations. You are two-thirds done. That means that we have 2 9-day novenas left, and then we celebrate on September 28th the Feast of Our Lady Undoer of Knots, and we extend the party to the next day, the Feast of St. Michael. So let's conclude by praying the prayer to Our Lady Undoer of Knots. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Virgin Mary, Mother of fair love, Mother who never refuses to come to the aid of a child in need, Mother whose hands never cease to serve your beloved children, because they are moved by the divine love and immense mercy that exists in your heart. Cast your compassionate eyes upon me and see the snarl of knots that exist in my life. You know very well how desperate I am, my pain, and how I am bound by these knots. Mary, Mother to whom God entrusted the undoing of the knots in the lives of his children, I entrust into your hands the ribbon of my life. No one, not even the evil one himself, can take it away from your precious care. In your hands, there is no knot that cannot be undone. Powerful Mother, by your grace and intercessory power with your Son and my Liberator, Jesus, take into your hands today this knot. Mention your request here. I beg you to undo it for the glory of God, once for all. You are my hope, O my Lady. You are the only consolation God gives me, the fortification of my feeble strength, the enrichment of my destitution, and with Christ, the freedom from my chains. Hear my plea. Keep me, guide me, protect me, O safe refuge. Mary, undoer of knots, pray for me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.